Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Happy Friday, CGIMers. Tony Stabile of the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast here to give you your Cinema Smackdown for the week. Now, can anyone else show me where the late 90s is better represented? No, I'm not talking about Busta Rhymes, but I was a young lad of 10 years when A Night of the Roxbury came out, and I think that's where I developed my love for hair products throughout my teens. A Night at the Roxbury is the 11th film based off the Saturday Night Live skits, following in the huge footsteps of such legendary films as The Blues Brothers and Wayne's World. As with all SNL-based films, this one is produced by the comedic producing genius that is Lorne Michaels. It's written by Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell. This film is a straight-up stupid adventure. It really is, but it knows it's failed grade 2 math and has decided to just have a friggin' good time while getting closer to the age of the teacher. A teacher with boobs, I might add. A Night at the Roxbury follows the Roxbury guys, Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell, in expanding their universe as they desperately try to get into the hottest nightclub in town, the Roxbury. This is proving to be more difficult than getting their own club. The boys have some misadventures with the ladies and their overbearing yet well-intentioned father. Did I mention there's more 90s goodness in this flick than you can squeeze into a pair of faded high-waist jeans? So what worked for Night at the Roxbury? Well, the comedy. You had Kattan, Carell, and Will Ferrell all knowing that they couldn't pull off an 81-minute SNL sketch. So they slapped in a bunch of funnies, and I'll go on record and saying that they didn't all land, but hot damn, I was still giggling like a schoolgirl the last time I watched this movie. I'm almost ashamed. No, you know what? Forget it. I'm proud to have probably seen this over 80 times. What didn't work for this movie, though, was the plot and the third act. I'm putting these two things together as it's very important. Very, very important, as the plot had so many holes. Pretty much Swiss cheese is a little more solid than that, guys. Come on. Now, what really happens is there's the usual, you know, brotherly love that ends up having them split apart. But they come back together in this movie without having much conflict and resolve. And unfortunately, that kind of lumps them into almost Napoleon Dynamite territory. And that is something that I have a little bit of trouble explaining to people why I love this movie, simply because of how much I hated Napoleon Dynamite, that just had that problem from beginning to end. Now, the lowdown for Night at the Roxbury is that this is a stupid good time. All you have to do is sit back and travel to a time where cell phones were huge and only used to make calls, an era where you got a girl's number on a piece of paper. It's also a time where everyone, man, woman, and even troglodyte, used 4 cans of hairspray a day. This isn't a great film, but it is a great time. Will Ferrell was still being moderated, was still being filtered, still being held back, and so that's why I think he has a phenomenal performance in this movie. A Night at the Roxbury is so damn stupid that it comes right back around to being awesome, and that will be an awesome night if you choose to watch some movies. I'm Tony Stabile here from the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast, hoping that all of you have an awesome weekend and a great night of the movies.